Regina, the much-anticipated announcement of funding for the new Regina Aquatic Center came to pass Thursday. The project, which includes both the aquatic center and the geothermal project to heat the pool, is confirmed to receive $128.1 million in funding from the governments of Canada, Saskatchewan, and the City of Regina through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. The new facility is to be built behind the current Lawson Aquatic Center, which is 49 years old and nearing the end of its useful life. The new pool was a top priority in the 2019 Recreational Master Plan, and was number one in priority among the catalyst projects recommended for the city. In 2023, City Council had approved $160.7 million for the new aquatic center. The new facility will be designed for national-level competition aquatics to host national competitions, and also feature elements for leisure aquatics. According to the city's news release, it is estimated it will accommodate 600,000 swim visits and generate 1.2 million total visits annually and $10.6 million in economic growth, as well as create 99 permanent jobs. The new build, once completed, will be larger than the current aquatic center and be designed to have more multi-purpose spaces. It will also more sustainable. It will be heated using clean energy technology in the form of a deep geothermal heating facility, which is expected to generate major cost savings. The way it works is that hot water will be extracted from the earth and used to heat the aquatic facility, before being returned under the ground. The project cost for the geothermal facility is estimated at $28.5 million. I had to kind of fight for this one, I think because it's new, or at least new to us from a facility perspective, Mayor Sandra Masters said to reporters. She said the city had invested about $280,000 into a research feasibility study into the geothermal project. When it came back and showed us what that heat energy coming up could do for us, in terms of long-term savings as well as reduction of emissions, it sold it. And so I think it's massively important. We are trying to get to a place, and I've stated a commitment to try and get as close to net zero facilities as we can. This one gets us really close. So when we are in such things as solar panels on the building, and potentially heat pumps and those types of things, we're going to hit in net zero on this. Premier Scott Moe was at the announcement and called the investment extremely important. When it gets to the community level, this is what attracts young families into your community. This is what brings families to Regina and every other community across Saskatchewan. So very much credit to the Mayor and City Council of Regina for prioritizing the replacement of the Lawson Aquatic Center. Very much thanks to the federal government for having the ICIP program in place so that we work collaboratively at the three levels to ultimately fund this facility, not only for families in Regina today, but families that are on their way and our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, as the mayor said, said Moe.